A trumpet announces the start of a show for children and families in East Africa. It's a moment of joy for people who have suffered through civil war, an outbreak of Ebola, and a life of poverty.
The world seems to be splitting at the seams. If we look politically, if we look at natural disasters, people are being separated, pushed apart.
But laughter can bring us together. And that's why Tim Cunningham spends his spare time juggling, doing magic tricks and pratfalls to make people laugh.
When you laugh, your heart rate changes, your respiratory rate changes. We think there's a decrease in stress hormones. So things change. And in that moment of change, even if it's brief, you're able to step back and say, maybe I can look at this situation differently.
He's also a long-distance runner who's finished 41 marathons, 11 of them run barefoot, to raise money for Clowns Without Borders. As the group's director and now a member of its board, he's traveled the world, visiting places in crisis.
So that crisis could be a safe home in rural Texas where we've worked. That crisis could be in Sierra Leone where I was about a month ago working with Ebola survivors and children who had lost their families and everything to Ebola. Could be post-Typhoon Yolanda or Typhoon Haiyan a couple years ago in Philippines or an active war zone.
And he's played for some of the world's 65 million refugees, including those fleeing civil war in Syria.
People arrived in a raft. The clowns were there. They're performing for children and families. And an older woman came up to the clowns afterwards and said, I have not seen my daughter laugh since we left Libya months ago. And then she said, I laughed.
It might seem insensitive for clowns to turn up in places of great tragedy and suffering. But Cunningham says the clown volunteers, numbering about 100 worldwide, only go where they're invited. And they do provide a valuable service.
For a while, I used to think we need to wait till things settle out, right? We need to let the camps form. Food needs to be there. Supplies need to be there. But in the last 5 years, we've gotten calls from NGOs within days of a disaster saying we need clowns right now because people are recognizing we need to mitigate the boredom to say, you know what? We can't fix all of these other pieces, but we can do something to bring you together and we can do something to take your mind off of it.
A native of Waynesboro, Cunningham first encountered clowns at his church. He was amazed by their ability to tell a story, to entertain without saying a word. After getting a college degree in English, he attended clown school, then worked with the Big Apple Circus, performing in hospitals. Through Clowns Without Borders, he traveled to Haiti, where he saw a child die from malnutrition. That experience moved him to step out of the limelight, to get a master's degree in nursing at UVA, and to pursue a PhD in that subject at Columbia. Now, with a joint appointment in the nursing and drama schools of the University of Virginia, Cunningham is teaching others to treat patients' physical problems while boosting their spirits. I'm Sandy Houseman.